My name is Lucio Malan. I'm a member of the Senate since 2001. I'm a member of the board of the Senate. That is when I am among the administrators of the Senate and in charge of the internal order of the Senate. I think first of all, it would be very important the dialogue among people. And dialogue, that doesn't mean just meeting some goodwill people and saying nice words. That is important because it gives a good message. But it is would be more important that the leaders meet and recognize each other. Then they recognize that they have disagreements about many issues, but it would be very important to show the people that the leaders do speak to each other and they are trying to find agreements. That would be a good example for the simple people who sometimes are easily dragged toward hate or toward violence. And another thing very important would be to promote a culture of truth. I mean, there are conflicts. It is a human reality. We must try to overcome conflicts, but at least we should start from telling the truth and not telling an open, not tell open lies in order to promote hate, in order to promote miscomprehension among people. That would be two very, very good things. And the more the people speak to each other and try to understand the way the other people think and feel, and the more there will be understanding and peace, and will for peace. There are so many good messages that are common, and there are just a few things that are not in common, and some are important for each religion, but some are, I think, marginal. And I think that there should be a recognition that should come from within, that it is not a good thing for whatever religion you belong to or you feel being close to spread somehow your religion through violence. Convictions is okay. I mean, try persuasion, announcement of what you think is positive in your belief. That's a good thing because it makes create some kind of confrontation that can be arguable. But the most important thing is that there is nothing good in the converting people with violence or keeping people together with violence, because since we think that is so important, the spirit, the feeling, the deep feeling that one has in his heart, in his or her heart, feelings that are induced through violence, through obligation, are not good feelings, and they only produce bad results, both on the political point of view and both on the spiritual point of view. I think that, say, Rome, then we all know that Istanbul was deemed another Rome. Yes. Maybe in Istanbul they say that Rome was another Istanbul. But it is so important to understand each other. I often say that Europeans, and I think that Europe should involve Turkey. I always thought that. That as a Europeans we have a special duty to spread tolerance, not because we can be teachers, because we have set a very bad example in the last century, in the centuries. Conflicts of religion, conflicts of dynasty, any kind of conflicts, war, bloody wars. And so it is our experience. Since we have experienced that era of conflicts was bad for the people, yeah, bad for the nations, bad for religion, bad for culture. So we know, since we were wrong for so many centuries, we know that another attitude that is tolerance, reciprocal understanding, is what produced today's prosperity, for instance, that was never experienced before. My ancestors, I belong to a little Christian minority. My ancestors were persecuted not by, say, people, Islamic people or Hinduists or Buddhists, were persecuted by other Christians for centuries, and they were slaughtered by the thousand. And now we came to believe on both sides that the best thing is to live together. And if you are strongly believing what you believe in, your belief in your religion, the best thing is to show that you are in peace with yourself and in peace with the others, And that would be a good way to show that your religion is good, and maybe you will persuade other people, not with violence or with any kind of superiority attitude. Istanbul is a beautiful city, and meaningful for many aspects in the civilization, and it is in itself the symbol of unity, because it is both in Asia and both in Europe. It is the only city in the world, and what a city. So it is an honor for me to be there. Again, I've been there, but it is always a pleasure to go there and to see the important progress that have been done by Turkey in the last decades.